it would be easy to mistake in village headman Somanje Magata for a roots reggae artist in the Ndiland township, a densely populated suburb area in Malawi's commercial capital, Blantyre. Magata wears with pride dreadlocks, a carefree attitude, humility, and a love for fancy smart casual clothing. Tall and dark in complexion, the group of village headman is a staunch member of the Rastafarian sect, whose congregation bends cannabis as a religious sacrifice and smoke it as well. In Malawi, people who smoke cannabis are considered to be of unsound mind and potential troublemakers, thanks to health campaigns linking cannabis to mental illness. Makata, who took the chieftaincy after the death of his father, Evans Makata, agrees his religious affiliation raised eyebrows in his village when he was chosen as a chief until his family cleared his good image.
What our families told the people that everything starts in Ndiland. And in Ndiland, especially the Makata family, we shall demonstrate that Rastafarians are peacemakers. And it was a time when this village was highly in conflict. But when I come in, I united all these people. I can claim that I have demonstrated that people can trust a Rastaman.
Joseph Sola is the resident of Mulanga village, which is under Makata. He says as villagers, they are happy to live under him, saying this is contrary to what they were expecting because they thought that he will be taking advantage of chieftaincy to abuse people and that he will be pompous. But he says what they see now is different. He says he's proving to be one of the best chiefs they have ever had in the village. Makata, who is from the Yao ethnic group, says during his reign he has managed to maintain peace and unity to the semi-urban village, which comprises people of mixed ethnic groups. The chief's record book shows that Makata has over 40,000 registered villagers, making it one of the most populous villages in or around Blantyre. But the 37-year-old chief concedes that he does not do the job single-handedly. He says under him is a chief's council made up of 65 village elders who act as advisory board on crucial issues arising in the village. They also complement his core responsibilities of handling disputes among residents and promoting peace. Situated within the city of Blantyre, Makata says he enjoys a good working relationship with the city assembly officials.
We work hand in hand with the city assembly. It's only that sometimes maybe the plans which we can have might differ with the city assembly's plans. But in general, I can say the working relationship has very much improved because even the chief executive himself, he has been on the forefront facilitating the developmental meetings between the chiefs and the city assembly.
The son of the former politician, Makata, says he would not allow his political affiliation to interfere with his chieftaincy.
We are the parents to every political party. So I can claim that even the just ended tripartite elections, in my village nobody complained that the chiefs under me were favoring a certain political party. No, we played our rightful role as a stakeholder so that the elections can be free and fair and credible.
Makata says the most challenging part of the job is when someone forces him to lose his temper. This can happen when someone who knows him, perhaps a childhood friend, commits a crime but fails to come to the chief's court to be disciplined.
Imagine you are summoning somebody just because maybe he knows you from birth, you grew up together, he's trying to test your powers. I cannot come to Limbani. And you be thinking, this is my friend, we are together on the same desk, what that? Can I use my powers? So when it's come to judgmental issues, it doesn't look to anybody's face. There is no favor or anything.
He, however, says there are exciting moments as well.
Imagine with my age, elderly people coming to you seeking your advice. And the other thing is, every marriage which comes in, people have to come to you. Every child which is born, people have to come to you. Every funeral have to come to you. So it's a thing which when you are by yourself sometimes, you ask the Most High that, why me?
Makata says he's planning to share authority with other 10 village headmen, family members, who will serve under him. This will be an addition to 3 small chiefs who currently owe allegiance to him. Lamech Masina for VOA News, Blantyre.